back to the Steve Cochran Show.
My wife makes, when the kids are gone, she makes a kale smoothie. I have to drink kale in the morning, okay?
Dave Ennett just lit up. Dave Ennett's favorite thing is kale.
You're singing my tune, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, my God, this is kale, berries, or whatever.
Oh.
I said, Amy, please. And she goes, no, we have to do this. I feel like the first thing in the morning, rather than have breakfast, I get to have medicine.
So you're entitled to not eat that stuff or not drink it, but not unless your wife tells you.
We actually grow kale in our backyard, okay?
See?
Oh, no, Dave.
Dave, do you like kale?
I do.
Okay, that's it. I'm bringing you kale from the Emmanuel Garden this summer, because then it means I don't have to have it for breakfast. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
He's a man of his word. Mayor Rahm Emanuel live in studio, and he brought the vegetables. You're a man of your word. You said you'd
I was
do this?
Be here. Well, first of all, the girls and I are very excited at the house because now this is less for us. And our view is we're ready to share and make sure everybody else is happy and healthy.
Oh, that's okay? So great.
Right?
So great of you to give back to the city you love.
I love you. Are you ready? We not only have a bag of spinach from the garden.
Okay.
Okay. You're about to drink. Now get that close to your lips.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
It has protein powder.
Protein powder.
Okay. Goji berries.
Goji berries.
Maca.
Sure. Maca. Mm-hmm.
Cocoa nibs.
Okay.
Flax and chia seed.
Right.
MCT oil.
Uh-huh.
Spinach and kale. Beet and various fruits. And the spinach and kale is from our garden. I'm telling you.
So
what you don't have here, because when I do this, I put my back to her and I drink it near the sink. Really? And so you have to know. I'm you know what?
Can I ask you?
Mi casa su casa. Okay?
I'm all
in, baby.
I appreciate
because
it.
I'm just going to. Now, I have my big shoulders cup of coffee.
Yes, you do.
I will say the coffee shop was set up with the Chicago microloan, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Well, that's a good thing.
So as I drink my coffee, I want you to have your Amy Rule special ingredients brought directly from the Emanuel household. Okay?
Well, let me just say, before I drink this, thank you to the First Lady of Chicago.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
You.
And no, you guys also have to say, this is great, honey. Try it right afterwards. Okay, let's work the whole experience.
It's actually
that's very good.
Good.
Yeah, and it's very good.
You think hold on, Mr. Mayor. I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it isn't bad. It really isn't bad. So let me just say, thank you, honey. It's delicious.
Yeah,
No.
You have to twist and go from the sink back to her and
I
say,
see.
Honey.
Honey,
this one today has a special fruit. What is it? Right? Try that. Try what a relationship building
is. It really isn't bad. It really isn't bad.
No, it actually is not. You don't want to know the ingredients.
Thank God for the cocoa beans, though.
Yeah, those berries.
Cocoa nibs. It was my name when I was a dancer.
Sometimes I go, is this a 1972? This really is unbelievable.
There was one ingredient you mentioned.
You know, that was a very special year for the cocoa beans.
Yeah.
So, there was one ingredient you mentioned. I think
it's
it was the
good.
Second or
it
third
is.
One I was not familiar with.
Guess
like
what?
Maca
a lot of us are not familiar with any of these, okay?
Matcha.
Maca. M-A-C-A. Maca.
Yeah. Or maca or matcha. Yeah.
So what is that?
It's like an ingredient, like a cleanser.
Yeah, Dave. U.S. history for 200, okay?
Okay.
Hey, give me a break. Third
okay,
president.
Albert.
What state?
Come on,
what
man.
City?
Right.
Come on.
All the kale you've had, supposedly that clears up the pipes. Come on, please.
He is going to share his spinach with you.
Now, that spinach,
now,
that's from the garden as well?
I will say to my lovely bride, okay? She is, that garden does, I mean, it's not like just tomatoes, cucumbers, and lettuce. I mean, we have all of Whole Foods, aisles 5, 6, and 7 in the house right there. And literally people from the neighborhood now.
Was she always really healthy?
Yes. Always.
So she was always going. So she must have been incredibly beautiful when you met her because that way
still
you,
is, Steve.
No, I'm saying.
Okay, don't.
No.
Okay, you're supposed to be helping the relationship.
You're
not
supposed
hurting.
To let. But you got to let
like
me get there.
In case
there's
she's
an art.
I said you are still are. No,
she's right. Still incredibly beautiful now. But when you met her, because you didn't have to drink it then. You're signed
I
up for the membership
don't
now.
Drink it,
oh
but,
please,
yeah,
who are you kidding?
This is marital bliss.
Different than any other.
You know what I am? I am the. Chamberlain of our marriage.
You are, yeah.
Peace in our time. That's my attitude.
Don't choke on this kale smoothie.
Just come off the helicopter. Peace in our
love
time.
You.
Love you. Yes.
What is it?
Yeah.
Happy
yes.
Wife.
It's
happy
not, it's
life.
Not bad.
Don't, no, it's not, really
it
not.
It really isn't bad.
It's good.
If you don't know the ingredients, it's really good. But we have that in the morning.
It's delicious. And that,
yeah.
You know what? The Blackhawks may have the players have a special concoction like this, and it sort of reminds me.
You know, a lot of athletes. Here is the truth. First of all, a lot of athletes have their own nutritionist,
mm-hmm.
and it is very helpful if you get injured to change your diet specifically based on, you know, whether it's joints, right. ligaments, sure. etc. And so it does make you much healthier.
So you got some antioxidants in here. You got some pipe cleaners. You got a lot going on in
pipe there. Pipe cleaners. Yeah. That's exactly how we refer to that.
Yes. As,
yeah.
All right.
Maca.
All right. Now, the other thing we brought up, one of your previous visits with us, the other thing we brought up was a bike and a drive. And a bike tour with you and Andrea Darlis. So while you're here, we power up on Kale Smoothie.
Yeah.
And then at some point, we set up a date here where you two can go out on the bike.
When it gets warmer.
I'm ready.
All right, we can go next week.
Okay, I'm ready. We will come back, okay. and we will go on our bike tour and go through certain neighborhoods that I think have real, not that all neighborhoods don't have real gems, but ways. And one of the things we're also working on, now that we have, last night I was at the draft.
Yeah.
Two guys from Naples, Florida. I had two people. A radio guy, actually, ESPN radio guy from North Dakota was in, is making sure our Divvy bikes have stuff about our neighborhood. So if you wanted to go Logan Square, Pilsen, that you'd be able to punch up and find out information, then you could bike.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that. And you've done that, too, with the monuments and the statues. You just pull up your phone, you click, and you can hear something about the statues. Then the
So it's like the museum earbud tour, but you do it outside wherever you are in Chicago.
Pilsen on your phone, kind of. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then it's great for the city and make sure people get in and around. And there was texted me yesterday a story about why Chicago's better to go visit than New York, and it's about our sports, our neighborhoods.
Come on, dude. There's a million reasons.
You can get special smoothies at the mayor's house. We actually have why have a lemonade stand when you can have a smoothie stand right outside with two teenagers right there?
Did you ever have a lemonade stand when you were a kid?
Yes.
And did you make good lemonade, or did you know?
I would not call it the best, but it prepared for me for all the lemons I'm dealing with to try to make some lemonade.
Look what you did there.
You
look
go.
What you
was
did
that
there.
Good?
That was good. Look what you
that
did
That was
there.
A line I would have given Clinton or Obama at some point. Right?
TMI.
I've been holding it for TMI. 12 years. I finally found a place to use it right here on Cochran's show.
You probably should have kept it. Dave.
Yeah, what did you hear from the NFL about the draft this year? Because I know they were so happy with the way things went last year.
Well, last night, I think they put the numbers out, 109,000 people, which, let's just say, they blew their socks away. All day, Roger Goodell was saying, the chairman of the NFL, that this is, you know, the best city to host it in. He said it set the new standard, gold standard. You know, 3 years ago when it was in New York, and it was there for 50 years, they didn't really have what the NFL draft has come. And, you know, there's no other city like a Grant Park with that kind of setting. And last night, after I left, and I was watching ESPN, and the shots of the city were $1 million shots.
Well,
we have 45 million viewers when you put all the media together.
Well, it's tremendous for the city, for the view of the city and all that. But also, I don't want people to misunderstand that if the NFL goes somewhere next year, it's because there's 32 teams. It has nothing to do with not being happy with the city of Chicago.
No, actually, I have this. I have a couple tricks up my sleeve.
Right.
And was already talking to the NFL about them. But no one thing. We already have the NHL draft coming next year because we were so successful last year in performing. We're a great sports town in the heartland of America, the most American of American cities. And it's a 100-year centennial of the NHL. Blackhawks were one of the original six, so they've never had the draft here. And it's going to be – we're already getting a – and we know how to put on big shows. That's our kind of DNA. It's in our wheelhouse. And I think this is going to be great for the city. And we will continue to bring sporting events to the city. Just know that. More to come.
What's a big deal?
Big deal.
You were going to ask about the run?
Yeah, the run. I know. The Shamrock Shuffle kicked off the running season just a few weeks ago. Tomorrow there's going to be with the Park District and Kara Go Run. It's a free series of runs throughout the whole city. Again, another chance to see some of the beautiful neighborhoods.
The First Lady, after she drinks her smoothie in the morning, and the mayor when
they really are good.
Well, yes, really are good.
I'm not kidding. You really are.
You're going to have to call her and tell her that. Yeah. She wants you to know specifically what's in it. We're going to do the run for police officers.
Excellent.
Tomorrow. And obviously there is, as a park district, neighborhood runs. I run, they started 2 years ago. This will be the third year, Run Englewood. I do it also in the Austin community, but it's a great way to see the neighborhood, just like biking the neighborhood. And it's a great way to bring a community together.
All right, tomorrow enough fun for you. What's on the agenda today? Like on your to-do list today. What's the to-do list for you today?
I'm going to see if I can't just tell Amy how much you enjoy her smoothie.
That should be your first call.
We have a long series of meetings on a number of issues across the city, but also some economic investment ideas that we're going to be doing and working also on homelessness.
I keep hyping 1871 because I'm, you know, so blown away by Chicago's tech hub and really the world paying attention to the leading minds in technology and the leading way to do a startup to do it here.
Yes, 1871, which is one of many innovation spaces and community spaces, was now rated number one. Yeah. In the United States for spaces like that. You know, 4 years ago, it didn't exist. And the second thing is we just had a very successful second year in a row venture capital summit, so bringing the funds from East and West Coast to see what we see here in the city of Chicago. Two facts. The vacancy rate downtown in, or Central Business District is at its lowest in 15 or 16 years.
That's great.
And 25% of the growth has been in the tech space. So Chicago's adding what used to be kind of like a one-company tech phenomenon. In just the last year, CleverSafe was bought by IBM for $1.2 billion, a data research company. SAP bought Fieldglass. I forgot the amount. PayPal, which was started here, moved to the West Coast, bought Braintree here for about $800 million. And each of the last two are adding 200 to 300 jobs per year.
It's tremendous.
So Chicago's really becoming that kind of Fulton Market, Merchandise Market, and Montgomery Ward's building that along the river, a digital triangle and hub and real kind of powerhouse in the digital and tech economy.
In a world filled with people searching for bad news and with all the stuff that goes out every day, this is the type of stuff that we like to talk about here too, and that is there is so much good news about Chicago and so much good news about what's happening with the people of this city. How about we emphasize and focus on that once in a while?
No, you. Here's what I always say. It is okay, obviously, not only just okay. You're supposed to hold all of us in public life accountable.
Right.
We have a great city. And if you don't believe it, when visitors come, just listen to them talk about the city. Yeah. And it's not just downtown. We have 77 neighborhoods. We have 140 languages spoken in our city. There's not a type of food that you can't get, music you can't hear. And, you know, we're about to have our little bike ride, okay? But, you know, we have 18 miles stretch of incredible majestic view. It's our, what I always say, that's our Yellowstone. That's our Grand Canyon.
It's tremendous.
And with bike and running, but to enjoy the city. We have our challenges, like every city, but it is an incredible, great city with great people. And if we remember that and then focus not only on our strengths, but deal with our challenges and our problems, don't hide from them, but they are not what define us. What define us is how we solve them.
Well, I appreciate you being here because I know how busy you are, but we always appreciate opportunities to talk to you. But before you go,
yes,
on a level of optimism as you go forward into the next 3 years, where are you at? 1 to 10?
Oh, I would say 7.5 to 8.
That's great.
Very optimistic. Here's the way I kind of always make and look at it. I know the condition of the city was in when I came into office. I'm going to make sure that every Chicagoan, regardless of where you live, and Chicago as a city is better prepared for the 21st century, and everybody's better prepared to seize it. And I want to just like an example. I was with, I happen to know him from my Clinton days, Prime Minister Tony Blair, former Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Tony Blair,
mm-hmm.
Happened to be in town on Tuesday, called and said, can we get together?
I'm going to be getting. Did you guys go to the Billy Goat? Hang on.
I wanted to, but he, you know, just, yeah. But he says, I hear something about these smoothies here. The first lady. So anyway, I am giving it I just hope the first lady realized how on message
they're
I
tremendous. Yeah. I haven't shared mine. They're tremendous.
Yeah. So anyway, first of all, we got together. He was in shock. You know, he's been to Chicago, just loves the city. But I told him that we were talking about how to prepare people for 21st century, what's happening in developed economies around the
yep.
world, England, France, Germany, in a sense of the spread in wealth and income inequality, but also skill disparities. I told him here in Chicago, this is our second year we're starting, that if you get a B average in high school, community college is free. And he says, you got to get me stuff on I want. And he's now totally fixated that we're the only city saying in the United States, 12th grade is not where our commitment to you ends. And we're ensuring that everybody, we opened up Dunbar this week, will be the trade
yep.
school for carpentry.
Yep.
We're the only city where every military branch runs a high school. So if you want to go to the armed services, we now have free community college for those who earn it with a B average.
Well, that's the earn is the key word.
Yep.
Kids have to earn their way in. It's sweat equity, academic sweat equity.
We'll give you opportunity if you be responsible.
Right.
There's a relationship between opportunity and responsibility. It's not going to be just hand out.
Right.
You have to earn it. And if you get a B average, we make that. And I want them to compliment every institution, 4-year institution in the city, from University of Chicago, DePaul, Loyola, Columbia, Roosevelt, UIC, all of them, St. Xavier, every one of them. If you maintain that B average in community college, you're enrolled, and they will give you a discount on tuition. That's and that tremendous. Is the major stress on families. And we're going to make sure we have the best educated workforce in the United States. And that's what's going to make sure that Chicago continues to have a incredible future. And that's why I'm very optimistic about the future, because we got great people.
You got to grow it from the ground up. You got to make sure the next generation is great.
So you got to grow it from the ground up, like spinach.
Grow it from the ground up and grow your kale from the ground up. Please thank the First Lady for breakfast. Yes. It was very nice. And we'll be over for dinner on Sunday.
She's very excited about making one for you every week if you really want.
I'm in. I'm telling you. I gave mine up grudging.
Did you look under the lid, by the way?
No.
Don't. I recommend just keep drinking. Just don't do that.
Nobody wants to see what it looks like.
It's not a visual drink.
No.
Okay,
it really isn't.
No, it's not a visual drink.
I just took a glance.
Really recommendation isn't. When you drink this. Look straight out the window.
Right.
Turn towards the sink. Turn back. Thank you, honey. May I have another?
The beautiful flowers on Michigan Avenue.
Mayor Emanuel, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you being here.
You guys are great.
Traffic. Here's Mayor.